So we read in Parshas Bereishis, Vayichu Hashamayim Ve'aretz V'chol Tzvam. It might be familiar to you. We say it in Kiddush every Friday night. And in fact, the source for Kiddush is actually one of the Aseres HaDibros, number 5. Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. And one aspect is Zecher L'Maisei Bereishis, that one aspect of Kiddush is that we remember the creation of the world, that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. That's what we do. We work, we do malacha for 6 days a week, and on the seventh day, we rest. That's why the Rambam calls it. What about retired people who are not working all week long? So he says that's why we need a shvisa nikeres. People do nothing all week. How do you know that between Shabbos and the rest of the week? So he says we have to make a recognizable change. So by making Kiddush, you are showing you're resting now because it's Shabbos. I'm not doing nothing because I don't want to do anything. I'm doing it with Shem Shabbos. What?
Did you say Shvita?
No. What?
Shvita.
Shvita, rest. Sheva.
Oh, because that's also a word for a spring.
Shvita is also. I didn't say Shmita, but Shvita as well, the seventh year.
Shmita.
Yeah, Shmita is also known as is Shabbos. It's Shabbos for the land. Yeah, Jeff.
It says, Zeichar Yom Shabbat L'Kadsho, and it says, Tibros, that followed from there, that Friday night Kiddush is the
Rashi. Very good. So therefore, there's a big... So therefore, Friday night Kiddush, based on the Pasuk and the Chumash, is the difference between Friday night Kiddush and Shabbos morning Kiddush. Friday night Kiddush is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Shabbos morning Kiddush is only a mitzvah derabanan. Yes. And we'll see it. And that's a major discussion whether it's Kiddush or not. In your country, what's that?
South Africa.
They call it, let's make a bracha.
Yes.
So the question is,
strange.
It might not be so strange, meaning, granted, they are strange, I'm saying, but that part might be, that part could be, that gets into a fundamental issue whether it actually is Kiddush Shabbos morning. That's a question we'll get into, probably not today, whether the Kiddush Shabbos morning, like according to the Rambam seems to say, it's a Kiddush, but it's rabbinical Kiddush. It says, this like we have a mitzvah to make Kiddush Friday night, we also have a mitzvah to make Kiddush Shabbos day. Others will see, hold, it's not a din in Kiddush at all. It's a din in a bracha, that you want to give chashivas to the meal, so you make, there'll be many nafkaminas. No, exactly. So therefore, that's perhaps the so they're going with the latter. That's why they eat before Kiddush, right?
Yes.
So, you go on.
Sorry, forgive me. Look, it's called Kedusha Rabba. I thought it was a euphemism.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
According to everybody, in contrast to Friday night Kiddush.
Yes.
But you're asking Akash or you're bringing a proof?
I think so. I don't know if I'm proving anything. I think it's called Kedusha Rabba because it's the opposite. It's less...
Yeah, something as we said it's Durabanan. Durabanan is less, even though we give more chisik sometimes, but that is correct. It's a euphemism. We don't want it, but it's like we Yontif Sheni. We don't want a mezalzel Yontif Sheni. So sometimes something that people are gonna trample over, you have to give it more credibility, or else people won't do it. But so according to everyone, Kiddushi Rabba is only Durabanan.
Mm-hmm.
So. In fact, there's a major machlokes rishonim. Everyone agrees Kiddush Friday night is biblical in nature. The question is, what does one have to do to fulfill the mitzvah min HaTorah? So you have Tosfos and Psachim and others, 2 days in Tosfos. To point out, let's go back a step. How many parts are there to Kiddush Friday night? So there are 3 parts to Kiddush Friday night. There's the actual talking, Dibor reading the words. There's the actual holding the cup of wine, we'll call it. And then you have drinking the cup. So how is it door number 1, door number 2, or door number... How many of the 3 aspects do you need to fulfill your mitzvah min HaTorah? So Tosis writes in Psachim, he has 2 days. One, he says you need all 3, according to one opinion in Tosfos, another Rishonim, to fulfill your mitzvah min haTorah of Kiddush Friday night, you gotta say the Kiddush, have the over a cup of wine, and drink it. The other opinion in Tosfos is you only need two out of three. You just have to make it over a cup of wine, you don't necessarily have to drink it. And you have the Shitas HaRambam, Maimonides, who says only door number one is min haTorah, Kiddush B'dvarim, and the other two, over a cup of wine and drinking it, that's only a rabbinical injunction. So that's a major dispute among the Rishonim. How much, everyone agrees Kiddush is min haTorah. The question is how much of Kiddush? How do we assume halacha? We generally pass in like the Rambam, Maimonides, and we assume min haTorah, one fulfills in theory, obviously in practice, we'll see why not. You're usually reading the text, and we have, you know, back in the day, it wasn't so easy to get fine wine. It wasn't as available now. But so it's usually not a practical issue unless, you know, you're stuck somewhere. In fact, that's what, even that they talk about, if you're stuck somewhere, you should get some grapes and squeeze out grapes and use for grape juice. But the truth is, for Friday night Kiddush, if, what do you do if you don't have wine or you can't find any, you know, grape juice, any, you can't find something which is borei pri hagafa, what do you do? So you make Kiddush over challah. What do you mean I make Kiddush over challah? So what you do is, what some yekis do all year round is, which is very, practically speaking, it's a good idea. Exactly, you wash your hands first, it's very good, because you have to go to, you got to get them the seats, they come back, it's a whole big dray. So really that's what they do is, that if it's a good, it's good halachically as well as pragmatically, is you make, and also not only that, but then you know your hands are clean for Kiddush as well. They wash their hands first, but they make Kiddush over wine, then they go into a motzi. It's not that they don't make Kiddush over a motzi. We're talking about someone who doesn't have bread, someone who doesn't have wine, so you just use bread and little wine. So you wash your hands, Natiyo Shadayim, you say Vayichulu, and you say Hamotzi Lecha Mina Aretz in lieu of Bori Priyagafen, and then you do the, and you say Makadish HaShabbos. You finish the Kiddush, and then you eat the bread. That's what you do in lieu of wine. What about Shabbos morning? What do you do if you don't have wine?
Marvadina.
Correct. So we don't, but I assume you have challah, so how come Friday night we use challah, Shabbos morning we use Chamar Medina as the drink of the town. So it could be beer, schnapps, you know, soda, orange, different opinions on, that's a separate share, what constitutes Chamar Medina. You know, different
opinions. Better than like, let's say other beverages.
Right, there are different levels of what, you know, whether you need alcoholic beverage or not. That, you know, different discussions what can use. But even if you have that, you use it. Why not just make it simple? Over bread, like if in a biblical Kiddush bread works, how much more so one could argue the rabbinic Kiddush? So how come that's not the halacha? It's a very pragmatic reason. Speaking of, as the Rambam said, you need a shvisa nikeres for Kiddush, because let me ask you something. Because what is Friday night Kiddush? It's that whole long, you know, what we do is Vayichulu, Bor Pi Agafen, and Makai. So it's a whole long Kiddush. So therefore, it's clear, even though you're saying Hamotzi instead of Bor Pi Agafen, it's clear you're reciting Kiddush. Everyone knows what you're doing. But strictly speaking, even though we have different customs, what constitutes Kiddush Shabbos morning? Some start from the Shomru, some start later on. But what is Ve'ikar Adin? What's what I call a brisker Kiddush? Bor Pi Agafen. That's all you need. That you know, that so the effort, if I, instead of saying Bori Pri Agafen, I said Hamotzi Lachem Min HaAretz, it looks like I'm skipping Kiddush at the meal. So therefore, the rabbis were concerned with the optics, and therefore they said for Shabbos morning, one should use Chama Medina. And therefore, if you don't have wine or grape juice, you should use another drink for make Kiddush Shabbos morning, in contrast to Friday night. So we pass in like the Rambam, anyway, the drinking isn't over the cup of wine is only drabanan. We paskin Kiddush Bidvarim is min haTorah, which leads to the famous psak of the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram, one of the famous commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, based on the Rambam, that, again, the Rambam doesn't, he's taking the Rambam to the next step. The Rambam just says, the mitzvah in HaTorah V'Kiddush is fulfilled by words alone. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, if that's the case, then, so when we daven Friday night, whether at home or in shul, it doesn't make a difference, as long as you're davening, and you make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaKadosh HaShabbos, you fulfill your mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush. Because if going to the Rambam, all you need is words alone, so when I stop on Friday night and say the same words of Makadesh HaShabbos, I'm going to make in Kiddush, because those are the key words, I am sanctifying, I am bringing in the Shabbos, I'm doing bringing the Kedushas Hayom, so therefore, you yotzei your mitzvah min HaTorah of Kiddush. That is the psak of the Magen. So the Magen Avraham extends the Rambam. So the question is that a big extension or not? Because so perhaps it is. The Minchas Chinuch this has a famous question on it, as well as the No de Yehuda. Two different questions. We'll just deal with the Minchas Chinuch question first. He says, there's a Gemara in Arvei Psachim, I believe it's Kuf Tezayin, Kuf Yud Zayin, around there. When it talks about the mitzvah of Kiddush, so as I spoke in the beginning, everyone agrees Kiddush is Zecher L'maisa Vereishis, that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, and we want to make it recognizable. However, the Gemara seems to say, and no one argues, that there's an additional element of Kiddush as well. It's not only Zecher to the creation of the world, but it's Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's Zecher to the Exodus from Egypt. So every time we make Kiddush, and what does that represent? The creation of the world represents God as the Bore. He created the world. And some argue, well, after he created the world, he moved to Shalom Village, and he moved to a retirement home, and he doesn't run the world anymore. I haven't seen him there. However, we believe he's also a monarch. He contingently runs the world. And that's what Yitzias Mitzrayim represents, that not only is he the Bore, but he shows he's still running, he's watching over the Jewish people. So therefore, we believe Kiddush plays. So therefore, he says, if you look at the Shemona Esrei Friday night, you don't see anything about Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim in it. In other words, the Friday night Kiddush has, not the Friday night Kiddush does, the Friday night davening only has about Zecher L'maaseh Bereishis and Shabbos. Mike can look it up and check it out. But that's what the Minchas Chinuch claims.
But the Kiddush has.
Yeah, I know, but we're not talking about Kiddush. Everyone agrees Kiddush works for Kiddush. That's not our issue. The question is, does Friday night davening work for Kiddush?
No, it has Mitzrayim in it.
It does. Kiddush does, not Friday night davening.
Kiddush does. Right?
Yeah, so the Minchas Chinuch says, what are you talking about, Magen Avraham? Even if it's true that we pass them like the Rambam, and the Gemara, as no one argued, they have a maimer in the Gemara. So what the Minchas Chinuch tries, the others try to answer, I think the bare halacha, that it's true, but maybe since we have a halacha in davening of somech gula l'tfilah, we have a mitzvah being somech, the berachas kriya shema, we go baruch atah Hashem gal Yisrael, and it's a more direct one this morning, but there's a quasi din at night as well. It's not the same. That's why halacha, there's no, you can make an announcement. Let's say Mashiv Aruach Amorid. Let's say at night. I'm not saying you can't do it in the morning, but you need more of a tzarach in the morning, because generally you're supposed to go straight from Gal Yisrael with no interruption. I'm not saying if it's a big enough need, perhaps you could make it. Or you know, in yeshivas they give a klop, so therefore people know what you mean. But there is, so therefore he says, since it's true we don't mention it in Shmoneh Esrei, but since we mention it in the Birkas Kriya Shema, or perhaps some argue the Kriya Shema itself, that we're saying right next to it, so therefore that's what it counts. That's what he tries to answer. But that's his kasha on the mug. Yeah, that's his kasha on the mug of Avraham. He says you're not Yotze Tfilah in Shmoneh. So that's the mug of Avraham. So comes along the No de Yehuda. Nobody says we have a big problem. If the Magen Avraham is correct, it's going to lead to a major issue. Because what is the general custom when you come home from shul Friday night? Is usually the husband, father, some male member goes home and makes Kiddush for the whole family, but the wife as well, or your mother, whoever it is. So why is that a problem? That's what people do. The problem is as follows, because
you doubled.
Because what?
You doubled.
But yeah, but why is doubling a problem? Doubling itself isn't.
It's more of a field than you, then. Right?
Yeah. So in general, the issue is like this. In other words, is the question is, a woman obligated in Kiddush on that Friday night, Minat Torah? Clearly we stated a man is obligated in Kiddush Friday night. What about a woman? Is she obligated in Kiddush Minat Torah, Midrabana? Not at all. So the halacha is, a woman is chayav Minat Torah. It says, Nashim chayavos bekiddush hayom dvar Torah. The Gemara in Brachas Chof Amid Aleph. So the question is, why? What do you mean? It's the classic mitzvah asei shazman grum. It's the classic time-oriented mitzvah. I only can make Kiddush on Shabbos. I can't make it on Tuesday. So therefore, how could... So the question is, the problem is, we'll leave it with the question, we'll continue, but if a man already fulfills his mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night, when he says in davening, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos, and the assumption is a woman hasn't davened at home, which most women do not. So when you come home, you're only obligated in Kiddush rabbinically. The woman is obligated in Kiddush biblically. So how could you make Kiddush for your wife? Or how could you make Kiddush for a woman? That's the kasha of the Noda B'Yehuda. So his suggestion is that a woman should daven also. And therefore you both draw a button. But we'll continue. There's the answer of the Magen Avraham. The Minchas Chinuch has a different answer, the Prima Gadin, but that's what the Noda B'Yehuda said. Actually, the Dogo Merevava, who is the same person, but he's on the Shulchan Aruch.